time, interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Well, as I recall, it was a very nice, clear day.
From the NBC newsroom in New York.
And my dad and one of his employees came down the alley and turned into the back of the mortuary. And when they opened the doors, the radio was really loud in the car.
Those who were alive that day say they'll never forget it. Lester Lewis of Bremerton was 7 years old on the day that changed the world. He was in his Bremerton yard, behind his dad's funeral home, playing with toy soldiers.
I all of a sudden could start hearing other radios. And pretty soon, everywhere, no matter where you went, you could hear that radio. And it was telling about the attack on Pearl Harbor.
December 7th was an uneasy night across America. The catastrophe at Pearl Harbor meant there was precious little of the U.S. Navy left between here and Tokyo. The country braced for what most saw as an inevitable attack on the West Coast.
There will be a complete blackout tonight at 11 o'clock. That blackout is not only for the city of Seattle. It includes every light between the California border, or rather the Mexican border, and the Canadian border.
The following day, President Franklin Roosevelt delivered what became one of the most famous speeches in American history.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
And like most Americans, Lester Lewis was listening that night.
I remember that broadcast as well as if it happened today.
The reality of war came quickly to Bremerton.
And the next morning, I woke up to a deep droning sound. Couldn't tell what it was, so I jumped up and looked out the window. And as far as I could see up Fifth Street, clear up to the top of the hill, was nothing but Army vehicles.
Bremerton had to be fortified because the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard there was critical, not only to the war effort, but to the very survival of the country. Within days of December 7th, damaged battleships were on their way there for the repairs that would return them to the war. Before the war ended, 32,000 workers from all across the country would be working at the yard and crowding into town.
And there were people living all over on school grounds, the parks, vacant lots, in tent houses and tents. And workers came here to work, and there's no housing.
Shipyard work is dirty and demanding. Harold Schultz spent more than 30 years in the yard after the war ended.
So you learn the vernacular and learn how to find your way around on a ship, what deck, port and starboard. The working conditions in those days, the compartments would be full of asbestos, which is a no-no now.
The Bremerton shipyard built 5 aircraft carriers and 55 other combat vessels during the war, but a mind-boggling 363 warships, including 6 of the 8 battleships sunk at Pearl Harbor, were repaired there between the end of 1941 and 1945. Those repaired ships earned the nickname the Ghost Fleet and the admiration of President Roosevelt. He visited Bremerton twice during the war, a secret trip in 1942, and again in August of 1944 when he gave a nationally broadcast speech from the deck of a newly built destroyer, the USS Cummings.
All of the battleships and smaller craft that were sunk or damaged in the attack at Pearl Harbor on the 7th of December, 41, have been raised, with the exception of the Arizona. All of the other ships are afloat, most of them having been put back into commission here at Puget Sound. And nobody will ever forget that.
Finally, on August 14th, 1945, the words that the world had been waiting for.
From the Mutual Newsroom in New York, San Francisco, the International News Service, FCC quotes Domei saying Japan accepts Allied terms. Repeating this bulletin.
General Richard Harney, then the Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, marked the 50th anniversary of VJ Day in a speech from the surrender deck of the battleship Missouri, which was then berthed at Bremerton.
The chatter of small children walking with extremely proud grandparents has replaced the roar of gunfire on these decks. These historic decks, but I would remind you that we can never forget those who won the victory that was sealed here on this ship.
The Second World War made the battleships of Bremerton's Ghost Fleet obsolete. The California, Tennessee, Maryland, and West Virginia eventually were sold for scrap. The Nevada was sunk off Hawaii by naval gunfire. But the Pennsylvania didn't want to die. It twice was used as a target for atomic bomb tests. But it didn't go down until Navy divers opened its sea valves and let it sink off Kwajalein Atoll in the South Pacific.